The Wisconsin State Journal first reported on the deficit, which is described in a letter from the State Department of Administration to the legislature. The letter says that when DOA transferred more than $70 million out of the Injured Patients Compensation Fund last fall, it left about a $45 million negative balance.
There isn't some big vault sitting somewhere with piles of cash in it that you can just go in and take.
Mark Grabmontine is a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Medical Society, which is suing the state for transferring the money out of the fund. Grabmontine says the society expected this would happen because while the fund has hundreds of millions of dollars in bonds and other securities, it takes time to turn those assets into cash. That's something the state did not wait for in this case. It transferred the money almost immediately after the governor signed the new budget.
It's a question of whether they care or not. And, you know, they're making decisions on trying to reach a bottom line. And if they see pots of money in a fund, it's a cookie jar that's difficult for them to stay away from.
The result is that the state had to borrow elsewhere and pay interest to make up the negative balance. It's scheduled to move more money out of the Patients' Compensation Fund later this year. All told, lawmakers and the governor approved a $200 million transfer out of the fund to balance the state budget. Grabmontine says that's troubling to the doctors who pay into the fund, and it should be troubling to the injured patients who are supposed to receive the money. The Department of Administration declined to comment for this story, citing the ongoing lawsuit. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.